It's a fantastic question. There is a group of librarians that they're public librarians out in Oregon, and they surveyed teens, and they asked teens what do they want from the library, and the response they got back, which just shocked them, was they wanted librarians to blog. Now, if they had stopped there, because they were very confused, but they said, you know, we can throw up a library blog and all this other stuff and post announcements, etc. But they kept asking, and they sort of said, well, why? What do you want? What do you want? And what they found out was that what these teenagers wanted was they wanted reading recommendations, good old-fashioned reader's advisory. But they didn't just want a list of good books or bad books. They wanted to know who said they were good or bad. So in essence, they wanted librarians to blog to find out which were the cool librarians and which were the straight librarians and which were the flat librarians. And, you know. And so from that, they realized that, as you said, once you discover that there's this service and a relationship, something radically different changes. And if you're in an academic setting, you may have, and a reference librarian, you know that, for example, when you answer a faculty member's question, you become their personal librarian. There can be a chat service all you want, but I'm going to email you directly because now I know you. The short answer is it is always easier to go to a conversation than have to build a conversation from scratch. That is, we had a librarian who wanted to start doing office hours here on the floor for faculty. She said, I'll be there from 8 to 10 on Thursdays. No one came. I said, what's very interesting is at the same time, we have research meetings where faculty working on research projects are having teams meet. If you showed up at those team meetings where they're working on their specific problems, you'll probably get a lot more positive feedback. And they did. And this actually led to the idea of embedded librarianship, which is not new to us, but the idea that librarians become embedded not in floors and faculties, but sometimes in courses. Like, for example, large freshman service courses has a librarian assigned to it, not only to do help with resources, but quite literally does Twitter-based reference. So as the professor is stalking the stage and lecturing, he goes, I wonder what year that was. He can, or a TA can directly Twitter the librarian who's standing by and get the response to them instantaneously. So the short answer is not to advertise a service to invite people in. That's important. But to get out of the building and get to where conversations that are seen as crucial are occurring. With faculty, it's usually around either their research or teaching efforts. With students, it can be within student groups and student government. But the idea is to spend time where they already have an information need they've identified, they had a conversation, they're an activity, and to muscle your way into those conversations. That's a pretty broad one, but there are specific strategies that you can talk about as well. I like it. Drexel has a concierge service. All freshmen get assigned a librarian in their first week, and the librarian walks them through not only what the library can do for them, but what they're going to need in terms of this is how to check for your grades, this is how the Bursar's account works, and really walks them through their information life as a student at Drexel. And then there's a relationship built.